see. And, oh yeah, the stuff you use to make the bread rise is called?
Yeast.
Okay. Would you ever call that without the yeah sound? Would you ever say yeast? Or have you ever heard that pronounced that way?
Okay. Yeast.
Okay. Let me see. The inside part of an egg.
Yolk.
Okay. The color of that is?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them then?
Boiled.
Okay.
Hot boiled.
Okay. And
all poached, is that what you're thinking of?
Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah.
okay. And you mentioned fatback. Now, if you have fatback, that's mainly fat, isn't it?
Yes.
And then there's, if it's
streak
fat,
of lean and a streak of fat.
Okay.
That's a little better than the first. But bacon, I've gotten where, if I'm cooking greens, I fry them in bacon.
Did I
get a call this morning about greens?
No.
I haven't had any fresh greens, and I don't know when, because I've been so tied up doing so much of this x-ray stuff. And I'm going to get some fresh greens this morning somewhere.
Okay, now you mentioned bacon. The other thing you have for breakfast is that you make, like, out of, you have pork what?
Sausage.
Okay. And the man who makes that is called a?
Butcher.
Okay. And if the meat's been kept too long, you say it's done what?
It's not good.
Okay. And if it's not good, you say it's what kind
rotten.
Of meat? Rotten. Spoiled?
Spoiled,
yeah.
Smells. What butcher do you use? You got a good butcher not far from you, you know, up on Cumming Road.
Yeah, Lord, I know who you mean.
Lord Shepherd up at
Carpenter's,
best in town.
Right. When
I trade, I go up there twice a month to get meat.
When I really have something important,
yeah,
then I'll go there.
Well, that's about the way I do too.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have a great big lush roast at Thanksgiving than a turkey. Turkeys are driving me crazy. They're so cheap and they get so dried out, and after 2 days, you cannot use turkey. I don't care what anybody says.
Yep.
It's sickening in hash, and it's sickening, yuck.
Okay. Let me see, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head? What do they used to make?
Meat from the what?
From the head?
Hog's head cheese.
Okay. Let me see. You say meat is spoiled. Butter is what?
Rancid.
Okay. And if milk goes
sour.
Okay. And if it becomes real thick, you say it's done what? It's
clabber.
Clabber. Okay. And then from clabber, you make
curd.
Okay.
My grandmother used to make curds.
Curds.
How we put the milk out.
Uh-huh.
To get sour, and we could eat some of the clabber with cream and sugar, but she never let us have much because she needed it to make the cheese or the curds.
You would
making.
Call that curds.
Curds.
What about the cheese? What would you call that? Clabber cheese.
Well,
clabber cheese.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
No, cottage cheese we didn't use. It was a word, there were some words that my grandmother used to find difficult to tell us what they were, and she used a short German word, which, you know, if we could remember, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Schmierkäse?
Or something like,
yeah.
You know, it was...
That was the old German term.
Yeah, but you couldn't... she found it difficult to explain some words.
Uh-huh.
To change the German into English.
Should we just keep the German?
Mr. DeBayou has a hard time doing that.
Now, cottage cheese, would that be the normal term you'd use now?
Yes.
But in the old days, never.